Sing to the Lord a new song. Amen. One of my favorite things to do in the car is to sing along with the songs, especially on days when I can roll down the windows and there's a cool breeze and the sun is shining. It makes me feel good deep down inside. The early church and our monastic brothers and sisters, they still chant the Psalms. And when I was in seminary, I learned how to chant the Psalms during morning prayer. And there were some mornings when me and my fellow seminarians were spot on beautiful. It gave me goosebumps and settled me into my morning feeling deeply connected to God and creation. And I experienced that here too at St. Michael's. When we sing the hymns that we know almost by heart, the sound vibrates within our sanctuary and within one's heart. We lift each other up with the sounds of our voices. Paul is telling us in today's reading from Ephesians that where we find our joys, our simple pleasures, matters. And he is encouraging us to sing, to lift every voice up. And in this lifting up, in these words we offer up to God, we are offering up the melody of our hearts. We are making an offering of ourselves. We are giving our thanks and belting out our praises, our hallelujahs, to say thank you to God for all he has done for us every day. You ever feel shy singing with people you don't know? And that to really join in with strangers, yeah, that we have to let go of our own insecurities and trust that no matter what, it's going to be all right. Just sing. And in that moment of vulnerability and letting go is freedom and joy and connectedness, a willingness to trust. Jesus is asking us to trust him in John's gospel. Trust that his body is a perfect and fragrant offering of life, love, hope, that by partaking in the bread of life, we will be connected to Christ like a verse sung in perfect harmony that rings out with rightness and goodness so tangible that we can all taste that feeling of love in the air and feel it deep within our hearts. These past 2 weeks, we've been speaking of baptism and Eucharist, life and bread. We've been talking about what gives our lives meaning and how Christ invites us into relationship with him and the world. Theologian Daniel Migliori ties the meaning of baptism and Eucharist together when he says that if baptism is the sacrament of the foundation of Christian life in God's grace, the Lord's Supper is the sacrament of the sustaining of the Christian life by that same grace. If baptism is the sacrament of the beginning of Christian life, the Lord's Supper is the growth and nourishment in Christian life. If baptism marks the gift of God's love in Jesus Christ that welcomes us into his body by the power of the Holy Spirit, the Lord's Supper marks the triune God's ever new sharing of life and love that draws us more deeply into communion with God and each other and strengthens us for service in the world. Again and again, Christ calls us into community through his body. We are joined to others through Christ. In the bread and the wine we share with each other, the nourishment we receive, Christ tells us we are to share this with others. Jesus in John's gospel is pretty scandalous. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood have eternal life. The Jewish people hearing this were like, yuck, that's gross, and you're breaking a ton of our purity laws. "Why would anyone want to eat your flesh?" And Jesus, who knows he has their full attention, says to them again, "The bread made by humankind does not lead to eternal life, but the bread that comes from God through the Son of Man, this bread brings life." The Eucharist is all about sharing, and when we share ourselves, we become concrete signs of God's love in the world. Christ's kindness and compassion for others, right here, right now, not in the past, but right now, love and hope. All are welcome to Christ's table, stranger, friend, foe, poor, rich, feeble, and young. We are all called to be scandalous in our love, for they will know we are Christians by our love, by our love. We start off our Eucharistic prayer asking Christ to be with us. We give our hearts to the Lord. We give our thanks to the Lord. We end with the gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. We are to feed on Christ, lean on Christ, find our sustenance in Christ, to be careful then how we live, not as unwise people, but as wise, making the most of our time. We're not to be fools and debauchers. Instead, we are to fill ourselves with the Spirit, singing our songs of endless praises, singing our hearts out, because we cannot contain the love God has for us a moment longer. Amen.